Lift your hands to heaven and let's give him praise tonight. Give him quality thanks. In his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand pleasures forevermore. Someone who is confident in God's ability, give him quality thanks. Express your thanksgiving. Express your gratitude in a song. Express it in words. You are the one true living God. Shigebakata barato sadabalaka paradosu. A confident believer is praying. A faith-filled believer is praying. One who believes the God of all possibilities is in this place is praying. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, for the next 1 minute, I'd like you in advance, begin to thank the Lord specifically. Listen, specifically for that which you believe you will receive tonight. Don't ask, just give thanks. Go ahead. For that which you know you will receive. Answers to prayer. Someone is saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that tonight captivity comes to an end. Someone is thanking him. Everywhere, thank him. Following online, thank him. Mention the things you are thanking him for in advance as proof that you count him faithful, as proof that you count him dependable. Thank you, Jesus, for my healing. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance. Thank you. Go ahead and bless him. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Sing it one more time with your hands lifted to the heavens.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise.
Father, we declare tonight that we are believers. Then we also declare in advance that we are grateful believers. Grateful for the miracles, grateful for the signs and wonders, not just the ones you have done, but the ones you are doing even now. We give you all the praise and we pray that tonight will be an outpouring. We pray that tonight will transform someone, that finally someone's testimony will be fully delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor and prophesy. Say, tonight you are receiving your testimony. Say it again, that tonight you are receiving your testimony. I agree with you. I agree with you. Tonight you receive your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Give Jesus a big hand clap and please, you may be seated. Hallelujah. On behalf of Jesus Christ himself, I welcome you to our very first miracle service for 2025, the days of his power. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me thank our family connecting with us across the globe. And let me encourage you, don't just connect just for the purpose of loyalty or just for the ritual of participating in a spiritual activity. Connect with an expectation, knowing and believing that you will receive. When it has to do with the ministry of the Spirit, truly, distance is no barrier. You hear the testimonies of people from the farthest distances received by faith. God has given us the privilege of ministering the word through technology. And what a wonder to see the power of God go through the airwaves. And for anyone who is connected, whether you're trusting God for a healing, a miracle, restoration, any demonstration of God's power at all, let me encourage you, let your faith come alive. Gather everyone you can find within your space and tell them God is about to move mightily over my life and yours too. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I want to really appreciate every single one who is an active part of getting these teachings to those, not just those within your neighborhood and your community, your sphere of influence, but extending the reach for, you know, to even strangers, people you do not know. You can hear the many testimonies, like that of this gentleman, the convert, very humbling testimony. The least you can do, even if you cannot preach, even if you cannot sing, if you complain like Moses that you have a speech problem, you can get the message across to someone. Here is a message that I think can address this and that issue of concern. And so I just thought to place a word on that, that everyone who is a part of this global ministry must take upon yourself by revelation, the conscious responsibility of getting these teachings across to many. You have listened, it has blessed you, it has changed you, don't keep it to yourself. And don't make the costly assumption that because the messages are online, The same way the messages are online, that's the same way the name of Jesus is available. That's the same way the healing power of Jesus is available. But it must be guided to the place where it is needed for that effect to happen. Are we together? So don't make the costly assumption that anyone who needs to get the message should go online. You have the responsibility, like a man of God channels the power of God. Are we together? By the Spirit of God to the place, the people, the family, the situation where it is needed. That is also your responsibility, to get the message from the global space where it has been placed and put it in the hands of someone, a defeated family, a defeated life, someone about to commit suicide. You see, someone whose life is about to be shredded into pieces because he's been a victim of satanic oppression. One message perhaps completes deliverance. One message. Are we together? Someone who is discouraged, not knowing what to do with his life. One message, lessons from an overcomer. That alone can set the person free. How about rise up and walk? Are we together? How about our daily bread? How about teachings of all sorts? There's a plethora of teachings in this ministry that attend to the major areas of concern. The reason why God gives us the grace and the intelligence to be that vast is because he intends to attend to the various needs of the people. Are we together? Not everyone has a financial problem. Not everyone has a marital problem. Not everyone has a job problem. Not everyone has an ill health situation. Not everybody has a problem of confusion and direction. So God brings these messages sometimes for the sake of one person, so that if and when the situations arise, there will be a message. Imagine if the Bible was only made up of one verse, John 3:16. It will be powerful enough, but not dynamic enough to attend to your various needs. The beauty of Scripture is that you are able to search with intelligence and find a verse, are we together, or a portion of Scripture that uniquely attends to the concern. John 3:16 captures everything. But sometimes you need a scripture that directly speaks to your needs. This is why God has given us the intelligence to birth and bring messages that cut across different areas of life. Perhaps I should go ahead of myself to teach you that our mode of teaching in this ministry is to communicate, is twofold. Every time you hear teachings from this platform, we are communicating, number one, doctrine, and then number two, the mysteries of the kingdom that are translated into life applicable teachings. Learn this. Every time you hear any teaching on this altar, we are directly communicating doctrine, or we are communicating the mysteries of the kingdom and contextualizing those mysteries to life applicable teachings, so that you don't just learn a mystery of the kingdom, you are able to see how it applies to improving your life. I am a very pragmatic believer of the word, and I believe that the assignment of a man of God, especially a teaching priest, is to take away the shroudiness and the haziness from a teaching, to connect you to the point of application of that teaching. Any teaching is useless to me if I cannot find its point of application. This has informed the way we communicate truth from this platform. So I'm just saying all of this to encourage you that every single one, you don't have to be a worker, you don't have to be a regular member, even if you're a first timer, take it as a responsibility that for the sake of my being here, someone else who perhaps is not here will get to receive one or two teachings that will attend to their needs. As you commit to that, I pray that God will surprise you. Tonight is the night where you shout amen with all your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now back to our miracle service. Why do we put the miracle services together? Not just because it's a divine instruction. Every service for me is a miracle service. The miracle of transformation, the miracle of enlightenment, the miracle of impartation, healing, deliverance, empowerment in all its ramifications. But God, by his wisdom, has carved out a time period, a day, in this case, the last Sunday of every month, as he's instructed us, where God himself can attend uniquely to the matters of men's hearts. So I just wanted to give you a rundown, just as a foundation tonight, so that we prepare our hearts and we don't just shout amen in ignorance. That the miracle service seeks to allow the believers enjoy five things principally. Number one, the miracle service is the moment where we receive what the Bible calls the hearing of faith. It is a moment where the believers receive words, faith-filled words, like you are hearing now, faith-building words. You hear words can come through a scripture, can come through a testimony, can come through worship. Are we together? The miracle service is a time of hearing faith-building words. Number two, the miracle service is a time, pay attention to this, a time to receive answers and supernatural solutions from God. A time to receive answers. Someone shout answers. Shout it like yours is coming to you. Answers and supernatural solutions from God. You must be mindful of the intent of the miracle service so that you are not careless and you don't waste the opportunity. So number one, affords us an opportunity to receive faith-building words. Number two, to receive answers and supernatural solutions. The solutions that come from this altar are supernatural, even though they attend to physical matters in your life, but the origin is supernatural. That means you don't have to waste your time trying to explain. Sometimes you may not see wind, you may not see rain. For instance, in one moment, someone with a growth, that growth disappears. It is supernatural. In one moment, while someone is seated in church, an email just comes, congratulations. How do you explain that? It looks like a coincidence, but it is engineered by an intelligence that is not earthly. Supernatural solutions. Are we learning? Number three, the miracle service affords us the opportunity to celebrate testimonies. Pay attention, testimonies. Testimonies are answers that have arrived, answers that have been received and have been made manifest. Whether as accumulative of that which has happened before now, like you received earlier, or instant answers like we're going to be celebrating shortly. It is a moment to celebrate testimonies. I want you to pay attention to that, because I believe that a number of us shortly will have a reason to come and stand here and say, look what God has done. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I came here with pain, the pain is no more. I came here with my crutches, unable to walk, but look, I'm able to lift it right now. I came with an A, my bones broken, bones shattered. I've been told I have this and that and that. And you watch the power that created the universe defy medical reports in one moment. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
So the miracle services allow us, or afford us, the opportunity to celebrate testimonies. The mighty hand of God. Number four, it allows us to win souls. You see, everywhere you see the manifestation of God's power, the end of it is that Jesus be revealed. And the greatest way Jesus is glorified is that souls be drawn to him. The Bible says, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, it says, I will draw all men, all men, all men, all kinds of men, not just gender, all kinds of men. I will draw the illiterate, I will draw the learned, I will draw professionals, I will draw amateurs, I will draw successful people, I will draw frustrated people, anyone at all. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Are we together? This is very important. Now, the fifth reason why we gather for any miracle service is for corporate fellowship. Corporate fellowship. As it is with every other service, corporate fellowship. The Bible says in Psalm 133, it says how good and how pleasant it is when brethren, not strangers, brethren dwell together in unity. It says it is like the oil that comes upon the head of Aaron down to his beard, his garment, and all of that, like the dew of Hermon. It says there the Lord had commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. That there is life-giving value every time we're gathered together. Do not forget this. Let me do a quick recap for you. Number one, when we're gathered for a miracle service, expect faith-building words. Words that build your faith, preparing you to receive. Number two, you prepare your heart to receive answers and supernatural solutions. Number three, an opportunity to celebrate testimonies, the manifest hand of God in the lives of individuals. Number four, an opportunity for soul winning, to draw many to Jesus. And number five, it allows us an opportunity to fellowship with one another again. May that be your testimony. To achieve this, there are five principal channels. I'm educating you because I want you to be an enlightened receiver, not just a blind receiver shouting amen. There are five principal channels for receiving this in any miracle service whatsoever. Number one, are we ready? Number one, heartfelt worship. The first channel for receiving from God, the first channel is called heartfelt worship. Is the reason why worship in this house precedes the word. The moments that are spent in praise and worship is not just an arrangement of a program to allow time pass. It was intentionally built to lift up your spirit, to connect your spirit, to remind you through the words of worship that God is in this place and that he's here to do you good. So, heartfelt worship. Number two, faith-building teachings. The second channel for receiving in any miracle service. If you came to receive, then I'm teaching you how to receive. Classically, that there are five channels. Number one, you can receive in worship. Whilst worship is going on, you receive. There are people who are already blessed from the praise and worship. One word, one line of a song has already ministered to your spirit. And then number two, faith-building teachings. Number three, which is a major part of any miracle service, strategic prayers. A miracle service is a prayer meeting. Any proper miracle service is a prayer meeting. Strategic prayers. Strategic prayers. And I'm going to be guiding you through a few sessions of prayer in the course of, you know, our time together tonight. When it is that time and when you are prompted to pray, make sure you pray. Make sure you participate. Are we learning? Strategic prayer. Number four, the fourth channel for receiving is through prophetic ministrations. Prophetic ministrations. prophetic ministrations. This includes healings and deliverances. This includes prophetic declarations. This includes impartations. They all come under prophetic ministrations. It is also one of the major ways that we communicate and we transmute the power of God. Prophetic ministrations. Shortly, I'm going to be praying for the sick, be praying for the oppressed. That is a prophetic ministration. Shortly, I'm going to be making declarations over your life. That is a prophetic ministration. I'm going to be extending the grace of God from this place to your life. Prophetic ministration. You're ready to receive? Shout amen.
Amen.
And then, of course, the fifth channel to receive is through the altar call. This may not concern everyone, but it concerns particularly believers who are making a first-time decision or rededicating their lives to Jesus. These are the components that make our miracle service rich. And these are the channels. Any other way you want to receive from God outside of this channel may land you in witchcraft. Let me remind you one last time. Number one, we receive from God through the channel of heartfelt worship. Number two, faith-building teachings. Number three, strategic prayers. Number four, prophetic ministrations. And number five, for those who are lost and even out of the faith, the altar call. Are we learning? Now, allow me to teach you very briefly the dynamics of receiving. The dynamics of receiving. I just want to connect your faith and then begin to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take it high for me. Your glory is tangible in this place. Lord, you're doing something great. Welcome to the natural warfare. It's your glory, it's tangible in this place. Lord, you're doing something great. Awaken supernatural faith. Sing one more time. Listen to what they're singing. That His glory is tangible in this place. Lord, you're doing something great. Awaken supernatural faith. Hallelujah. Faith is rising from you in the name of Jesus Christ, rising from you. Before we continue, let me speak already. 17 people. The Lord is saying it is over. It is over. It is over. Calamity is over. 17. You've seen the number 7. 17. Calamity is over. Calamity is over. Reproach is over. I say to those 17 people, calamity is over. By the sent word, reproach is over. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, I'm not saying this because that is the usual, but I'm seeing a vision now, and this vision will happen before the end of the service. Listen. I'm seeing an email, and all I'm seeing is congratulations. Three ellipses. Hallelujah. Believe me, may not be everybody, but someone, you are actually receiving that before the service is over. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. May my God surprise you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Let me teach you how to receive. Number one, look up please, lend me your attention. This is just a charge. We have a lot to do tonight. We have a lot to do tonight. We have a lot to do tonight. I'm seeing someone who came with, is it a crutch or a stretcher? You came with an aid. I don't know whether you are in here or you are outside in the overflow. Just that person with that, I don't know if you are here. I want you to lift it up and walk. Lift it up and walk. Lift it up and walk. Whether you are outside, you came with an aid. Don't worry about the situation. I'm aware that you, I don't know whether it's a bone situation, you lift it up and please walk. Let me know when you find such a person. I just saw a vision of someone just rising and walking. Whether you are outside, whether you are inside, I decree and declare the power that follows this word rests upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Please be seated. Please be seated. When you find such a person, let's know. Number one, the first way to receive is to define your expectations. Hallelujah. Has someone received a miracle? Whether you're outside or inside, don't be afraid. Once you are able to walk. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Define your expectations. Define your expectations. Listen, faith is vision dependent. You're not going to believe God for nothing. You must give definition to your expectations. Faith is vision dependent. You came with a walking aid. Lift it up, my friend. Up, walk, come. Lift it up. Walk. Look at me. Walk. Walk. Hallelujah. Hold on. Look at me. How did you come here? How were you walking before now? Show us how you were walking before now. This is how you were walking. That's how you came to church. Let the devil see how you walk now. Look at this. Someone lift your hand, say thank you, Jesus. Please be seated. God bless you. So number one, define your expectations. You must define your expectation. I see another miracle there. Lift it up. Come. Lift it up. Come. Listen, don't be afraid of taking steps of faith. Don't be afraid. You have nothing to lose. We are not acting. Are we together now? If you try to rise and it does not happen, you sit down comfortably. We are not acting drama here. How did this guy come here? My friend, from Hall 1, how are you? Fine. How did you come here? How were you walking before now? I see something elevated. Okay, I see. This is how you came here. Right now, lift it up and walk. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So you usher him, he can go and sit down and listen to the word. When we show all of this is to build your faith and to tell you what God is already doing. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone with a severe, like a swelling in your armpit. I don't know what that is, but as you are hearing the word now, the power of God is going to rest upon you and that demonic thing will give way. Soon we are going to ask people to come and testify, and so be patient until then. Let's just get to the word. If you came here wearing a neck collar, you could not move your neck, a neck collar or something around your neck, check yourself right now. Whether you are outside, whether you are inside, you came using an aid for your neck. particularly for your neck. Please check yourself. The power of God is touching you right now. It's a power that raised Christ from the dead. The power that raised Christ from the dead. Please settle down. Do I still have your attention? So number one, define your expectation. Don't come into the presence of God hoping God will touch me. Statements like God touch me is not clear. Are we together? Statements like God just do whatever you want to do. If you are praying a prayer of surrender, that's wonderful. But the prayer of faith, that is not potent enough. You have to define. When he saw blind Bartimaeus, he said, "What should I do? What is it that you desire?" And the man said, "That I may receive my sight." That I may receive my sight. In Acts chapter 3, the Bible tells us about the man at Gates Beautiful. That when the disciples, the apostles now said, "Look on us." The Bible says he looked at them intently, expecting to receive something. Unfortunately, he did not define the something. And then Peter told him, "Silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have." What do I have? The power that is in the name of Jesus and its ability to set you free. Then he says, "Rise up and walk." Tonight you must define your expectations. When we allow people to write their requests, it is not to make you a lazy Christian, it's to help give definition to your expectations so that when God visits you, you are able to know that this and that, it helps you not only to table your request before God, but to count your blessings. Are we learning? Number two, believe. Now hear me, please listen. When you really want to receive from God, you must believe that that desire, that expectation, that promise, if it is consistent with the will of God, then believe that that reality already exists in Christ. You must believe in the fact that what you desire merely needs manifestation, not creation. Manifestation. That your expectation is already a reality. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. The Bible says that God had given us, blessed us with how many? All spiritual blessings. Not he will. If you think in your mind your miracle, your testimony is about to happen in terms of its creation, you got it wrong. Are we together? A miracle service simply gives a platform for that which is finished in Christ to be made manifest in experience. This adjustment in understanding can work wonders. Do you know? It is in this area that both religion and psychology agree that the fact that you can conceive an idea, it means that idea already has a frame in a dimension that is not earthly. The fact that you can think of prospering means that that template is a possibility. Are we together? The fact that you believe you can finish everything conceivable in righteousness and consistent with the will of God can only come and be casted upon the canvas of your mind because it actually exists. The reason why there is a cry in your heart for a greater version of you is because the greater version of you is a reality that already exists. Whether that frame will be made manifest or not, the Bible says from the foundations of the world, the Lamb was slain. Not just slain when he came and walked in experience, he came to manifest prophecy, to make that which was finished in the spirit a reality. Are we together now? So your prosperity and your victory is not going to come. Honestly, it's a reality already. The favor, the house you are looking for, it may not have a material frame right now in your world, but it is a reality that already exists. Hebrews 11 and verse 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. They were framed by the word of God. So that the things which were seen were not made of things which appear. That means the things that appear come from a dimension that is unseen. Unseen, not unreal. Unseen, not unreal. While we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. You can look through the eyes of faith at things, healings unseen, breakthroughs unseen, manifestations of prophecy unseen. Because you know that the things that are seen are temporal, But the things that are unseen are eternal. Are we learning now? So take for instance, you are trusting God for the grace, for favor to come upon you. That grace coming upon you is because that reality is consistent with the will of God, and in the mind of God is already a finished reality. Jesus said it is finished, and he still went to Hades and went to do certain things experientially, although he made declarations that it was finished. He didn't say, I am on my way to hell, even though that was where he went to. He said it is finished. It is a character of faith. Once you give vision to your expectations, the next thing is to believe. Listen, something happens to you. This gentleman who were healed now, look how casual their healings were. I'm sure the gentleman, perhaps, I don't know what his request will be, but perhaps he was coming, maybe an accident, maybe from birth, maybe some kind of deformity, or just the devil and his wicked plots. And in one moment, you see that now, believing through the testimonies. The reason why we share testimonies is to plant faith and expectation in your heart that such a reality, because sometimes the testimonies can parallel your desire, and you literally see someone acting your future desire on stage. Are we learning now? This is very powerful. So you must believe that it exists, not just that God exists. You must believe that that reality exists. My tomorrow exists in Christ. My lifting exists in Christ. My shining exists in Christ. The assignment is to partner with the dynamics of making it revealed. Are we together now? The Bible says, John 1:3 says, and the word became, I like that, became a process. This right here, the word became, with respect to God, is actually the process of downgrading a thing. The word, spiritual, infinite, became. It was downgraded to become flesh, meaning it carried a material expression. It dwelt among us, and we now beheld his glory, even as of the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The one who receives in this kingdom is one who believes that reality exists. Right from the time you came here, or before you came here, I knew you exist somewhere on earth. And so I had the confidence to pray and call you by prophecy. Do you believe your helper exists? Not just that he, in your case, it's not just that he exists in the spirit. He is somewhere on earth already. If your helper is not yet born, you are in trouble. My own helper is born already. I believe my helper is an adult, blessed already, only prepared to be directed by prophecy. This is what I believe. Your land is not coming from somewhere. It's already there. That it has not come to your possession does not mean it is not yours. It says all things are yours. There is an allocation for you. Carry this mentality. You are a man of God. There are those who are called to you. You may not know their name yet, but believe they are there. And under a certain condition, they can come to you. Listen, when Joseph had the dream and saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing to him, when he had the dream, are we together? And he saw the brothers, their whole plantation and their harvest, bowing to him. It was a revelation of a reality. This was the intent of God for him. Now, how many of you know that that did not mean he would become a prime minister? There were many other things that played out, and his will also played a role. He had the power to abort prophecy. The reason why Joseph remained until prophecy manifested was he knew that it was already there. Every time your faith fails, is because you have forgotten that what you seek to see manifest is already a reality. Someone say it's a reality. Mama, your well-behaved son coming out of the foolish scattered one is a reality. Are we together now? It's a reality. There is an adult in every child. That adult is a reality already, but it would take time for the child to evolve. Nothing comes from outside to enter the child. It's what is in the child that continues to build. This is true. Biology agrees. Are we together now? When you give birth to a baby, you don't carry another adult and put in the baby. No. It is that same baby that keeps expanding and evolving as he eats until he becomes an adult. The tallest, biggest man on earth today was once a baby. He came out of the womb of a woman. He was not too big to come out of the womb. He grew from the womb. That's how miracles are. When the mother looks at that baby, she did not see baby Jesus. She said the Savior. When the Magi came, they didn't come to present gifts to a baby. They came to present gifts to a king. You don't bow before a baby, but you bow before the king. When Herod was threatened, even him, he was not threatened by a baby. The age gap would be foolish for Herod to be threatened by a baby. By the time Jesus was an adult, clearly Herod would die. He didn't know that from the time of his frustration, he had about 2 more years left. If you don't see yourself as God sees you, I don't see Koinonia as a growing ministry. I see Koinonia in its strength based on prophecy. And then we begin to act out through obedience using that reference of what God has shown you. Who is understanding me so far? Yes. I don't see myself as a man of God growing in the anointing. I may say that for your understanding, but my orientation is I see myself walking in the fullness of the measure of the grace, and then I press in experience to attain unto that standard. That's what Paul said. You must look at things from their finished dimension. Then when you now begin to walk to that level, you are walking based on a standard, and you never stop till your experience looks like prophecy. Who is learning? In my mind, the people who are coming out to testify now have been healed already in Christ. My assignment is to be a midwife to the word of God, to make that which is finished in Christ made manifest. Are we together? If someone is shouting under the anointing, rolling here, being healed from, you know, released from evil spirits and the rest, in my mind, it is not today that person was delivered. That person has already been delivered in Christ. But that reality is now made manifest today. If you carry this mentality, you can have an eye that normal men do not have. You will see things in their finished version even before you start. This was the secret of Nimrod. They saw a city that was finished before they started. And the Bible says it only God could stop them. When they held on to that template, in their minds, the city was finished. In my mind, 2025 is finished. I saw myself at the end of that. So sorry for any power that wants to take my life somewhere. Unfortunately, I have seen it. Are we together now? In my mind, I see an ever-increasing ministry. You see that now? That must match the standard of prophecy. Jesus saw himself finished already. He saw the assignment done. So even when he was going to give up, he said, nevertheless, based on this reference. If you walk carnally, you will be defeated by default, even if Satan is not there. Spiritual people walk like God. I think it's Isaiah 46 and verse 10. Did I get that right? Check it for me, please. 46 and verse 10. That leads me to the next. I'll come there now. The Bible says, declaring the end from where? Declaring the end from the beginning. That's how God walks. The end from beginning. The end from beginning. The end from beginning. When you say, I am blessed, you are not lying. You are speaking a spiritual language. One who is not in the kingdom will say you are lying. You are blessed, whereas you are owing rent now. But you are speaking a language that only spirit people understand. Are we together? I am blessed means this is my reality in Christ. And I set my gaze on that which is finished. So your obedience to financial principles grows you into that prophecy. But you must hold to that image in your mind. Are we together? When we sing songs like I Am Victorious, when we sing all these kinds of songs, they are songs that affirm that which is finished in Christ. Listen, there were serpents destroying the nation of Israel, God's people. And as a strategy, God gave Moses a strategy. He said, lift up a brazen serpent and you are going to be given a choice of life or death. But for that choice to happen, you will choose between one of two serpents to look at. The one that is with you and die, or the one that is already fixed on the cross, a type of Christ. Are we together now? So you imagine a serpent coming. You know this is poisonous. You just saw it kill someone and it's coming near your neighborhood. And the requirement for living is that you ignore it. How do you ignore the presence of a snake? You are hearing someone shout. The person is shouting, ah, this thing is killing me. And yet he's saying, look at that brazen serpent. And the Bible says, as many who had the courage, are we together now? Not to ignore, but to superimpose their vision that there is something greater than what is about to kill me. The Bible says that act of faith did something to the serpent and it had no power over them. I am sure that's what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If they looked at the fire, what happened to Peter walking on water would have happened to them in fire. The fourth man, the Son of God, I am sure that their eyes were fixed on him. You are the fourth man in the fire. Our eyes are on you. Are we learning? So number one, you must define your expectations. Number two, believe that your expectations and your desires, which are consistent with the will of God, are already a reality in Christ. Your assignment is to make them manifest, not to create them. Number three, declare that it is done by faith. We read the scripture earlier, Isaiah 43, 46 and verse 10. You must declare it done by faith. 2 Corinthians 4, 13. Declare it done by faith. The healing, done by faith. The lifting, done by faith. It's not enough to see. It's not enough to conceive as a reality in your spirit. You must declare it done. The Bible calls that operation the spirit of faith. The word spirit there does not just mean the ghost of faith. It means the operation of faith. We, having the same spirit, like the one who declares the end from beginning, we have the same spirit of faith. The Bible says, as it is written, I believed. And because I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and we therefore speak. What does it mean to declare? To declare means to verbalize your confidence. To declare means to make mention. Are we together? To give voice to your believing. To give voice to your expectation. This is true. I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Kalabasanabada. I won't go back, can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Negative confession from me? No way. Confessions of defeat from me? No way. No, sir. Confessions of decline? Not in life and ministry? No way. When the devil comes with that suggestion, you met a wrong person. Check the neighbor. Check another person. And hope that person is not a koinonia person because the spirit is still in trouble. Once it is koinonia, it's still my jurisdiction. I'll say, Mr. Man, it may not be my concern, but it's my concern. Go somewhere else. Are we together now? You must declare it done. In the name of Jesus, a blessed week for me. Whether the devil likes it or not, that which God has spoken must happen. Whoever doesn't like you, that's their business. Unfortunately, God gave everybody one mouth. We don't share two mouths as two people. It would have been a risk. God gave everybody, to the poor, to the rich, to the defeated, to the victorious. They have the same capacity to speak and rewrite the narrative of their possibilities. I will not speak defeat. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I say so. I'm teaching you, listen, this is not Pentecostal gibberish. If you speak without your heart receiving and conceiving that reality, you are just speaking church gibberish. It will not carry power. Notice the sequence. There must be vision to your expectation. Then you receive, you speak from the standpoint of that reality being finished. In the name of Jesus, koinonia never goes down. No. If you ever have a dream and you see it going down, you are just seeing what Satan wants to do. You are seeing what will never happen till Jesus comes back. Are we together? I had a dream and I saw Apostle dying. Oh dear. Oh dear. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Apostle, but I believe this and things went bad in my family. Don't change your confession. Don't change it. That's the key. You will look like a fool when you come to the realm of the flesh. You must remain spiritual. This is the key. You are not lying. You are changing things by that confession. Apostle, I said I am blessed, but no job came. So what do you want to do? Change it now? How many of you know that if you want to cut down a tree, the right tool can be there, and while you are hitting the tree, it will take you hitting again and again. In the mind of the one felling that tree, he's seen the tree down. And so as he keeps hitting, if it will take 80 hits for that tree to come down, if you stop at 75, will the tree fall? Could it be that you're on 79 right now? One more declaration by faith, and Satan is stretching your patience. Hallelujah. Right from when we did not have people as ushers, the size of our ushering team today for crusades, I declare that in the name of Jesus, this is a global ministry, blessing nations. I did not know that there was going to be anything like the social media platform. How it was going to happen was not my business. Mine was to declare, to stand in agreement. Are we together? Stand in agreement. Don't sit back saying, well, Apostle, you see, eh? Let's be real. I'm not foolish. The person talking to you is not stupid. The moment your mind starts bringing you to that realm, let's be real. If you are talking to people who are not of faith, so that you don't sound silly and stupid. Are we together now? Sometimes you would need to just downgrade yourself like Jesus did. Not for violating your conviction, but as an act of love to relate with their level of understanding. But the Bible says we speak this wisdom among them that are mature. There is a kind of way we speak when we come into the family of believers. You can hear me talk in a way that seems to violate my convictions. Check the crowd I'm speaking to. But when you come into the midst of people who are matured and have been built with sufficient spiritual understanding, you speak the language of grace. There are military people here. They will not speak military language to civilians because they won't understand. So sometimes they have to sort of be like they betray their usual communication because they are attempting to relate to civilians. But once you see military people wearing their uniforms, especially in battlefield, they have the way they speak. If you are not a military man, sorry for you. You are a civilian or an enemy. So you stand aside and let those who know what they are doing do what they do. Are we together now? There is a kind of wisdom we speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Victorious for me. Anywhere. Koinonia works anywhere God sends us to. It's not a Nigerian thing. There is no Nigerian advantage. It comes from above. It works anywhere once you are sent by God. This is what I believe. For as long as there is one person who loves God, I have one helper left. Are we together now? That is true. This is what I believe. I am not without help. No, sir. No, sir. God will not give a message without those to listen to. When he gives a message, it's because he knows you are there. And so he gravitates you by his wisdom and his power. My assignment is to believe, but not to stop there, to declare. Someone say, I declare. Say it again. Say, I declare. One more time. Say, I declare. Over your bank account, over your health, over your life. Say, I declare. What do you declare? I declare for me that it is well with me. I declare that the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I declare that I go from glory to glory. I declare that shame and reproach is far from me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that I am a well-watered garden. A believer is praying. In the name of Jesus, I am saved, sanctified, born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare that my vessel is a worthy host for God's anointing in ever increasing dimension. I declare, like Father Abraham, I am a blessing to creation. I decree and declare, untimely death is far from my life. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I say so. I declare that the works of my hands are blessed. This is your miracle service. Don't be silent. I declare, in the name of Jesus, I declare, you are renting a house, still declare, your bills are not there, still declare, declare in the name of Jesus, there's cancer troubling you, still declare, that from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, my body is the temple of the Lord Jesus. Satan will make you feel like a fool while you declare, but in the name of Jesus, you are speaking out of conviction. It's the righteousness that speaks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything working for my good. Everything working for my good. Doesn't matter how it worked before it arrived my life. Once it enters the circumference of my life, another modus operandi hijacks that process. It works for my good. Full of the anointing. Full of the wisdom of God. Yes, sir. Full of the anointing. Full of the wisdom of God. Full of the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Confident in God's ability. Audacious in the name of Christ. Hear me. Listen. When you study journalism, or broadly speaking, when you study mass communication, it is told that it is not necessarily the narrative that is true that thrives. The narrative that is loudest is what is believed. Am I right on that? In journalism, whoever holds the loudest narrative is usually believed. There are times that even the people carrying the loudest narratives know that they are not carrying the most truthful narrative, but they know. This is how it is in the kingdom. The one who keeps quiet and allows the noise of curses, the noise of demons, the noise of failure to keep shouting above. You don't come around my house and shout more than my house. There is order in my environment. Hallelujah. Honestly, this is what I believe. I'm teaching you how faith works. You see, when you understand this, even before I pray for you, you will see certain, this is the dynamics. This is how it works. What seest thou? And the guy began to describe a lot of things. He says, you have seen well, but he needed to speak it. Ezekiel 37. After he saw it, he says, son of man, prophesy. Don't keep quiet. You will keep seeing it, but bones will never be joined to bones. And flesh will not come and life will not come. He said, I prophesy as I was commanded. I prophesy as I was commanded. I prophesy as I was commanded. In the name of Jesus. If I wake up in the morning, it's for good news. Tragedy will not make me wake up. Tragedy will not make me lack sleep. I am the beloved of the Lord. Guarded by the jealousy, defended by the hands of God. Oh, when they that rose to eat my flesh saw me, they stumbled and they fell. Listen, hear me. I want you to keep this culture throughout 2025. International guests, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a businessman, career people, use this. Use it as a principle for victory. Don't start a day you did not speak to. It's a risk to enter a day because words control seasons. If you did not speak to your day, you will be a victim of someone else's words. How can I risk my life like that? Knowing already that Satan hates me.
knowing already that maybe my names are in all kinds of shrines, knowing already that someone is praying day and night, let Joshua Selman die, and I take the risk of being silent? No, sir. No, sir. My day is blessed. No, sir. January is blessed. No, sir. Koinonia is blessed. Going from glory to glory, the works of my hands, they carry the grace that stops it from dying. Hallelujah. Lay your hands on your head in 1 minute and make as many faith declarations as you remember. Even if it's just one verse, I am blessed. Go ahead. Go ahead. Even if it's, I reject untimely death, say it. I'm a life-giving spirit. Life-giving spirit. Life-giving spirit. Outside, pray. Life-giving spirit. Shapalaka parakatos, skapranta kaparaka paratos katebalakata. 1 minute, life-giving spirit. My hands transmit the life of God. My words release the life of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, the reason why Satan, like a junk journalist, has been winning over your mind is because your narrative is not participating in the defining of your possibilities. You keep quiet under the guise of depression and let spirits bully your mind, planting wrong suggestions. You are not beautiful enough. You are not handsome enough. What is your business? It is my destiny between me and God. Are we together? Oh, you are an orphan, no father, no mother. Oh, you are a widow, no husband. Oh, you are a widower, no wife. Oh, you are uneducated, no opportunities. Oh, you are educated, but from a tribe. Oh, let God be true. Let every other voice, negative voice, cultural voices, voices of status quo, social media voices, shut them by faith. Shut them by faith. Hallelujah. You are a young man that God is calling and anointing. You know there's fire in your bones. Don't let nobody look down on you. Don't let nobody despise the grace of God upon your life. You may not know everything yet, but there is prophecy. You may not know everything yet, but there's an inferno of fire burning within your spirit. Hallelujah. Someone say, I am anointed. I want you to believe it. Say, I am anointed. To be anointed means to be smeared with oil, that it drips from your head to your toe. You are a carrier of power, potent apostolic power, power to produce changes. You are not just looking to a man of God as an idol, but you are a carrier of power. Power through your words, power through your thinking, power through your hands. Listen, let me tell you something. Hear me. You'll be seated shortly. Respect everybody you see. Honor everybody you see. But never at the detriment of your convictions. I have regard. I am an advocate of honor. But if it will require me compromising my convictions, then I step back. Because there are things I believe that will never change. There is no amount of honor that will make me believe I am the tail. No, sir. No. I can only believe we are both heads. But that I have to believe you are a tail. I'm a tail to show respect. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. You are greater than life, and social media has made you think you are. If you don't stay away from some of those foolish people who are clueless about their lives and want to infect you like a virus with their ignorance, admiring you in secret and trying to threaten your confidence in the open. Are you learning? In 1 minute again, lay your hands and declare it. I want you to shame the devil tonight. Shame the devil tonight. Outside, make sure you pray. Stir up your confidence again. You are receiving already. Who told you that you cannot be great? Who told you? Who told you? Chapter what, verse what? Where did you receive that lie? Mama, where did you receive that lie? That you are too old to be victorious. Where did you receive that lie? Hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated. Majestically seated. See, this mentality does not make you proud. It makes you confident. 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 This is not a marketing of pride. It is acknowledging the truth, Philemon 1 and verse 6, that the communication of your faith might become effectual through the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. In you in Christ. Wisdom in you in Christ. Favor on you in Christ. Confidence in you. Are you learning? Let me give you two more. We have work tonight. Beautiful you are. Wonderful you've been. You are glorious. Faithful in all your ways. My help and my reward. You are glorious. Receive tonight. Number one, define your expectations. Two, believe that your expectations are already a reality in Christ. Number three, declare it done by faith. Declare it done by faith. Number four, listen for and obey the prophetic instructions that follow. Listen for and obey the prophetic instructions that follow. The gentleman holding the crutch, he was seated there. He would tell you he didn't necessarily feel anything, but there was one prophetic instruction that if you are here with your crutch, lift it up and walk, and that's it. The man would have sat down saying, well, I know my pain, I know this, and remain there. The guy at Bethesda would have remained there. Blind Bartimaeus would have remained there. Crippled from birth at Gate Beautiful, they would have remained there. Everybody who was healed and received breakthrough would have remained there. There will always be need to listen for and obey prophetic instructions. Sometimes they may not make sense, like going to wash seven times at the pool of Jordan, like going to the pool of Siloam to wash your eyes. Are we together? Like picking up your bed, your mat, and go. These are instructions that come. If it be thou, bid me come. He commanded and he said, come. Mary said in John chapter 2 and verse 5, the wedding in Cana of Galilee, he said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Not just hear it, not just wish it. You hear instructions every time. These instructions look casual, but they are backed up by the anointing of the Spirit. How do you look at someone, ladies and gentlemen? Some of you here are medical practitioners. You know the kind of risk it takes to tell someone, not minding whether his femur or something is broken, and you say, lift up your crutch and walk. What kind of a risk is that? What if the guy collapses and breaks his leg, and you are now taken to court? And then you are doing that on a global stage, knowing that there are people praying that something should go wrong. No, sir. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Do it. Listen for and obey the instructions that follow. Shortly, you're going to be hearing a lot of instructions. Don't assume you know. If it's to shout, shout. If it's to lift your hands, lift your hands. If it's to place it where you are having a problem, don't say, Apostle, I placed it there. Master, we have toiled all night. You toiled without the word. Allow the word come. Then you do what you are doing and you will catch fish. Are we together? For instance, the person I declared to that before the service is done, you're going to get an email with congratulations. I know to many of you, this to some of you sounds like a probability thing because it makes a lot of sense. And it may be a probability for others. But you see, the end of the speakings of God is a manifestation. How do you sit in church here? This is Sunday night. Most people globally should be sleeping and not be working and not be sending emails. But God... Hallelujah. Say, I believe. Luke chapter 17 from verse 11. Listen for and obey the prophetic instructions that follow. It came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Lend me your attention, please. Verse 12, let's hurry up. And he, as he entered into a certain village, he met there 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. 14. And when he saw them, he said to them, listen, Luke's synoptic account is very interesting. He didn't ask them how long. He didn't ask them how bad. He didn't ask them what the condition was. He simply gave them one prophetic instruction. He said, go, take a risk. Even at the expense of your life, take a risk. Go show yourself unto the priest. The Bible says, and it came to pass that as they went, in other words, as they obeyed, they were cleansed. They were not cleansed because he spoke. They were cleansed because they obeyed. Are we together now? Yes. They were cleansed because they obeyed. Naaman did not become cleansed of his leprosy simply because Elisha gave a prophetic word. He was cleansed because after arguing with the word, he went back and did as the man of God said. The man who was blind did not receive his healing just because Jesus put clay and spittle on his eyes. It was because he actually went to the pool called Siloam and he washed and was clean. How about the man at Gates Beautiful? Silver and gold I do not have, Acts chapter 3. But such as I have, give I unto you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He said, rise up and walk. The man sat down there and was watching. I like verse 7. The Bible says, and he took him by the hand. This is one of our prayer points. Whoever must come in this season to hold you by the hand and help you to rise. In the name of Jesus, may God bring them speedily. They are called enhancers to your faith. Enhancers to your faith. They may take you by the hand, not by holding your hand, by a word of encouragement, by a scripture they sent to you in the night when you are discouraged. They are helping to take you by the hand. Verse 7 says, 3 verse 7 Acts, it says, and he took him by the hand and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones, immediately his business and his enterprise, immediately the helper came. I came tonight as a helper. God has spoken in the name of Jesus by this prophetic hand, by this prophetic word. May you be taken by the hand to the next season, taken by the hand to the next dimension, taken by the hand to the next chapter of your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm seeing India. Is there a family from India? Whether you are watching online or you are watching here, I want to pray for you. A family from India, this is not a word for one person, India, in the name that is above all names, I decree and declare, because I'm seeing a family that is into business, and this is business that has to do with something in Europe, like UK, and I'm seeing that they've been grounded because things are not working. It's like someone just came to antagonize them. That family, whether you are watching online or you are anywhere here, in the name of Jesus, write it down. Between now and March, it is a season of strange restoration for you. A family in India, a business family, strange restoration. And even restoration for the health of the mother of one of these people. A mother is being supernaturally healed. In the name of Jesus. Are you learning now? So listen for and obey the prophetic instructions that follow. And then, let me give you number 5. Give quality thanks, believing you have received. Luke chapter 17, now we do 15 and 16. Give quality thanks, believing you have received. It was God's servant who said, if faith is like a mobile number, the last digit is thanksgiving. If faith is like a mobile number, 080 something 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 whatever, the last digit in that number called faith is thanksgiving. The Bible says, we're still on our 10 lepers, and one of them, the Bible says, as they went, verse 14, they were cleansed. Then it says, and one of them, how many of them? All 10 were cleansed, but one was attentive enough to the changes that had occurred and was discerning enough. When he saw, all of them heard, but one person was attentive. The word see there is to pay attention to recognize changes, that he was healed. The Bible says he turned back, not in disobedience. He turned back and with a loud voice glorified. Verse 16. And he fell down on his face at his feet. Meaning they were not far from Jesus. You know, the narrative looks like they went a great distance such that they would not be able to turn back. But Luke is giving us perspective that as they turned, one just noticed that they didn't even have to take any step. They were already healed. He turned back and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And that one person was a Samaritan. Meaning, you know, those days Samaritans and Jews had nothing in common. They were arch enemies. But he did not care. The risk. He fell down and gave thanks. I'll tell you why many people do not receive completion of their miracles, nor do they sustain the hand of God in their lives. Because they are quick to receive and say amen, but they are not attentive to see the things that God is doing. One of the ways to bring completion to the workings of God in your life is once you see the finger, start giving thanks. Don't wait till you see the rain. No matter how little a sign you see, begin to thank God. The rent is not here, but someone gave you 1,000 naira to go home. Lord, I see this and I take it as a sign that you are already walking. I give you thanks. A believer shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A grateful and discerning believer say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you have started. Thank you. I'm seeing the birthing already. You've started. Hallelujah. When you learn to thank God, If there's anything I know about God, is that thanksgiving to God is a multiplier. A multiplier. A multiplier. You thank God for 10 naira, get ready for 100 naira. You thank God for 100 naira, get ready for 1,000. You thank God for 1,000 naira, get ready for a printing and minting machine. That one is not money that comes again. It will bring the machine to your doorstep. I'm talking of a parable now. Are we together now? So believers, you are wise believers. Oh, foolish people don't go around saying you are thanking God for a printing machine. If God gives you a printing machine, he insulted you. He insulted you. No. God will give you more than a printing machine. If God gives you a printing machine, he robs you of the opportunity to see his wisdom walking through men. There is a way God lifts people. So God gives you tea. You thank him. Bread is coming. He brings bread. You say, thank you, a bakery is coming. You say, thank you, and a bakery is coming. Staff are coming to help you. You say, thank you for the bakery. Conglomerate is coming. The only verse you understand is John 3:16. And you thank God for it as if you understand the whole Bible. Soon, one more verse in 1 Corinthians. One more verse in Deuteronomy. Until you find out that your spiritual understanding is expanding. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. The sickness is not gone yet, but now the school fees has arrived. Say thank you. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I live a grateful life. I'm very, very thankful. Very thankful to God. I thank him for everything concerning my life. I wake up in the morning, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. And I'm not just saying it as a ritual. I mean it from my heart. You can do without me, but I cannot do without you. Thank you. You can move without me, but I cannot move without you. You see, I depend on you for wisdom. You don't take from my wisdom. No. My relationship with God is almost completely one-sided. There's nothing I can give him. Even what I seem to give him is because he gave the grace. Can you preach to someone to be saved? Have you seen someone listen to you as you are preaching? As if he's broken? And at the end of it, he said, no, I'm not convinced. That's to tell you, if you preach in the flesh, you will preach intelligently, but the power of the cross will not be there. And yet you can hear someone preach, not even speaking correct English for want of word, making a lot of mistakes in verses, and someone is looking as if he's angry, and you make an altar call, you see the person crying. The difference is that spirit backing. Hallelujah. One more time, say thank you, Jesus. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to charge that you put this to work. In fact, one more scripture, Psalm 69. I found it quite an interesting scripture. Let's look at 30 and 31. Psalm 61. 69, 30 and 31. Add this to the archive of your Thanksgiving scriptures. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. 31. This also shall please the Lord. Better than an ox or bullock that hath horns or hoofs. Baba, we thank you, oh, we thank you, oh, we thank you, oh. Baba, we thank you, oh, we thank you, oh. Attention to everything else we're going to be doing. We're going to be praying. I'm going to be ministering to you prophetically. Please let your heart be opened. Don't trivialize the year. Don't receive by November what you can receive now. No. No. Are we together? Don't receive by August what God wants to give you tonight. If there's nothing else to receive, receive all you can receive now. Then stand in faith for others. But make up your mind. You've left your homes. You've left everywhere. The tens of thousands of people connecting across the globe were stepping into a point of serious prayer and prophetic ministration. Participate. Because like rain, the blessings of the Lord is going to be falling. Some of you came with a teaspoon. Some of you came with a cup. Even if it's a golden cup, it's a cup. A rubber bucket is bigger than a golden cup. You can come with a little Chinese cup. Not tonight. Change it. Some people are not ashamed. They carried a black drum and pushed it and positioned it where the rain. You know that black drum? No time for packaging. We'll do that after the testimony. If I will shout, I will shout. If I will jump, I will jump. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. We are going to pray. And when we begin to pray, I have a few prayer points that I want you to pray. The Lord gave this to me as an instruction. This is one of the ways God will be moving tonight. For every one of the prayer points that I'm going to be giving you, there is power in it. And as you pray it, those outside, the overflows, all our expressions, please pray it. Even if you came husband and a wife, turn, look at your wife and say, look, my lovely wife, excuse me for a few minutes. Let me flog this thing out right now. Are we together? You came as business partners, a man of God. Just tell the person, hold on, I'm not selfish, but give me a chance to deal with this thing once and for all. How many of you believe that? Lift your hands and begin to give God thanks in advance. Yes, it's my season to testify. I give you thanks because laughter is about to be my name, my testimony, my experience. In Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes 10:20. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing lights to shine from God. The Holy Ghost is brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. The Holy Ghost is brooding over every darkness. You are causing shine from darkness. The Holy Ghost is brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 20. The Bible says, I want to draw a principle here and then we'll pray. It said, curse not the king. No, not in your thought. And do not curse the rich, even in your bedchamber. Why? Because there is a mystery that exists upon the earth. A bird of the air shall carry the voice. Not MTN, not Glo, not Airtel. Huh? That before the arrival of these telecommunication systems, there is a system in the spirit that a bird of the air shall carry the voice. And that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Now, he's using this to warn, but it's a principle we are going to pray on. That every spiritual mechanism put by God to announce men, are we together? For supernatural publicity, that the birds of the air and that which has wings, that it can announce a man's business, it can announce a man's ministry, it can announce that you are there. I like you to believe as you pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray for supernatural announcement, supernatural publicity. Go ahead and pray. There are mysteries in the spirit beyond the scope of science. There are mysteries in the spirit that make for the announcement of men, causing the ears of helpers to hear and know you are there. Causing your business to be seen, giving it visibility. The Bible says wise men saw a star and came from the east bearing gifts. Someone is praying. In this season, as we celebrate the days of his power, I decree and declare, let the birds of the air, orchestrated by God, Let that which has wings by the command of the Spirit begin to announce glad tidings over your life, over your business. Go ahead and pray. Whatever has closed you in mediocrity has closed you so that you are gifted but not heard, gifted but not seen. Beyond technological enhancements, enhancements of social media, enhancements of mouth to mouth, by the Spirit, let it be noised abroad that you have come. Let it be noised abroad that you are here. Let it be noised abroad that the gifted is here, that the anointed is here, that the businessman is here, that the graduate is here, ready for employment, that the businessman is here, ready for the contract, that the mother is here, ready to receive help. Go ahead and pray. Announce me for your glory. Announce me for your glory. Let the realm of the Spirit herald your workings in Koinonia. Herald your workings in my life. Herald your workings. Are you praying? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural publicity is real. Ask a herbalist. It doesn't matter what cave he stays. You will find responsible people who go and queue there waiting in a dirty, tattered place and not mine. Because supernatural publicity is real. There are birds of the air. Ask Elijah. There are birds of the air. Ask Noah. It was the bird that was sent from the ark. Go around and check if there is peace, so that we don't open the ark to our trouble. It was God that closed the ark. But now he's giving us the liberty to open. But he released a dove. He said, go around. The dove returned and said, no, it's not yet safe to come out. Release the dove again. It said, no, no, no. And then it brought an olive tree. That means the water had receded. Now you can come out. And Noah came out to offer a sacrifice. Let me tell you the truth. The birds of the air represent spiritual forces that work together for your advantage. Are we together now? In the name of Jesus, whoever must hear about your rising, whoever must hear that you are there, that your business is dead, I prophesy to you tonight, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, may the forces of the Spirit take news about you to them. Take news about you to them. Take news about your company to them. Take news about your business to them. Hallelujah. How does a handband give you a job? The handband did not read in class when you were reading. And don't you think it's because it's Koinonia? No, there are birds of the air. By the time you see some strange magi holding gold, frankincense and myrrh, saying there is a family of nobodies, we've been mandated by God in a dream. We've been mandated by God from council to come to Abuja and go to the farthest of places until they find you. Know that the birds of the air have carried news about you. I pray for you again. In the name that is above all names, may the birds of the air take glad tidings about your life. Glad tidings about your life. Paratosh keta branta kete. I place grace upon you. Glad tidings about your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hear me. I wish we could dig out some of the testimonies we used to have in this ministry. I remember a gentleman, then we used to put only audio messages. He bought a brand new flash. I'm not exaggerating. Brand new flash. Inside shipped from maybe China or wherever. Brand new flash. had not been opened by anybody. This gentleman opens it, slots it in his laptop, and what do you find? Koinonia messages. I mean what I'm saying. I wouldn't stand here and play with your intelligence. Hallelujah. I know a woman who sent a testimony, I think when we just started in Abuja here. True story. She was following an online, online program she had to do with, these people who were doing COVID things, and they were having their maybe webinar, and she fell asleep, only to open up and see a Koinonia message halfway. How it got there, I don't know. I'm not that tech savvy to know how it will flip from an online webinar, and all she's seeing is a message ongoing. Exactly what she needs. Powerful prayer. That was what was going on. Hallelujah. I've seen a lot of supernatural things in my life. I know sometimes we are constrained to not say these things because those who are not serious with God would think people are just marketing lies to feel relevant. But it is true. I've seen the hand of God. I know supernatural publicity is real. Are we together now? That angels can announce your business. That someone will come in from China, come in from wherever, and say, I'm looking for a trusted person. And he will hear a voice. I remember, I think it was our first crusade or our second crusade. We're just at the theater we're going to use. True story. And then someone comes and just speaks to me, and I never saw him again. He said we should carry a bus and a megaphone and go around the city as much as we can and do a publicity, and that's it. If you have been alone, don't blame everybody. There are angels sent to assist us. The realm of the spirit is there to back you. Someone shout it with all your heart. Say, Father. Say it again. Say, Father. The backing of the spirit that will announce me to my helpers, to my lifters. I decree that I enjoy that ministry now. Open your mouth and pray. The backing of the realm of the spirit announcing you, letting people know an anointed man is here, letting people know there is a contractor in Abuja, letting people know there is a believer with integrity, letting people know there are 5 graduates in this family that are employable. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 Kings chapter 8 and verse 6. 2 Kings 8 and verse 6. Shimalako paratusiata. This was the second scripture the Lord placed in my heart. You are going to pray a prayer of restoration now. Please, I'd like you to pray. If you've not lost anything, don't worry. You can wait. I will give you another one. But if there is anything at all that left your life, I sense an anointing as I'm saying this thing. A very strong anointing. That restoration fire. Some of you lost money. Some of you lost whatever. I'd like you to pray. After you pray it, I will now speak, and then I'll ask the ushers to bring those there. Are you ready? And when the king asked the woman of Shunem now, she told him, so the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, read with me, restore all that was hers and all the fruit of the field since the day that she left the land, even until now. From 2015, when his father died, even until now. From the day that attack started, even until now. From the day the tears started, even until now. Someone shout, say, Father. I declare, let restoration fire come upon my head, come upon my life, come upon my finances. Open your mouth and pray. Restoration. 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 Please pray. Restoration. Restore everything that was lost. Restore everything that was stolen. Restore everything that was lost. Restore. You will restore. Restore. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. I have seen God restore men. I have seen God restore businesses. I have seen God restore reputation. Ask Joseph. God, everything about Joseph's life was restored. It was not the years, his reputation restored. Opportunities restored. The dignity of nations restored in one day. You are still going to pray that prayer one more time. Mention the areas of your life that have been plagued by shame, attacks of darkness, and cry restore in 1 minute. Lord, restore. Restore. This is a miracle service. Pray. Restore. Restore. For someone, you are saying restore fire. Restore fire. Restore fire. For someone, you are saying restore hunger. For someone, you are saying restore favor. For someone, you are saying restore time. Restore opportunities. You will restore. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. For the sake of one man, Hezekiah, the Lord caused the sun to go backwards by a certain degree. Literally, everyone who was on earth had to pay that price because one person was praying that God would restore him. God is able to restore. Now let me pray for you. I want to release a restoration fire. Honestly, I know people have lost things here. Some of you made bad business decisions. You lost money to the millions and the billions. Some of you have lost relationships. Some of you have lost fire. Some of you have lost favor. You lost favor with your superior and it's been hell on earth. I want to pray this restoration fire. You will return with testimonies. I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, at the count of three, I'd like you to shout, I receive. Father, I decree and declare upon everyone under the sound of my voice, inside and outside, online, needing restoration. As they shout this word, let that grace rest on them. I decree this soul in the name of Jesus. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, receive restoration. Receive restoration. Receive that fire upon your life. That fire upon your destiny. Bring them out. That fire upon your ministry. That fire, restoration. What you have lost, I declare it returns to you. It is returning to you. Bring them out. Returning to you. 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 Shabakata kata kata kata, rakata prata kata rakata,
Receive that fire. It's returning to you. It's returning to you. It's returning to you. It's returning to you. I prophesied upon you. Fire restoring you. Fire restoring your business. Fire restoring your dignity. Hallelujah. Bring them out. Restoration. My God. Fire like it was in Acts chapter 2. Cloven tongues of fire. If it lands on your head, expect a testimony. It rests on your destiny, expect a testimony. That God will shift things, shift men. There is a man of God, this is a prophetic word for you. Restoration, no, you've lost things. But this grace is resting on you. Resting on you. It's not over. Resting on you. Resting on you.
Yakare, 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 Yesu Yache, Yakare, 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 Yesu Yache, Yakare, 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 Yesu Yache, Yakare, Yakare, Yakare,
over in the name of Jesus,
Yakare, Yesu Yache,
Yakare, Yesu Yache, Yakare.
Listen, you will marvel at the testimonies. Some of you, before you get home, someone who has not called you in years, it will be a token, a sign. You will know that the God of Jeshurun has risen for you. What is the meaning of this strange call? It will say, where are you? You are in Abuja. Take a flight to Lagos immediately, because doors are opening for you. Hallelujah. Hear me. God is saying, I should prophesy to someone. You have been on a court case concerning a family land. A land that belongs to your family, but someone took it away from you. I'm prophesying to you that in this miracle service, may my God restore. Your mother may be a widow, not having the strength to fight, but there is a judge called the judge of all the earth. May God restore right now. In the name of Jesus, please be attentive. Psalm 121, we are reading 6 to 8. We are still going to bring some more people out now. Samalanta keparatos kiata. Now look up, please. The psalmist was not a naive person. He made a very profound statement that there is something about the sun and the moon and the victory or the defeat of a man. He said, the sun shall not smite you. The word the sun there doesn't just mean our solar system. That every activity of divination that happens upon the earth, it is in partnership with the sun and the moon. I hope you know that the day that was decided to kill the Jews in the book of Esther, it was decided by divination, and it was at the time when a particular lunar sign, they used the constellations to invoke powers and know when to strike on the sons of men. I've ministered to many people in my life. And many of them, some of them have been delivered from occults, and they will tell you that the sun and the moon is not without significance. It's not to get you afraid, but it's to let you know that we live in a world that is governed by intelligence. Job 38, 33. It says, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven, and canst thou establish the dominion thereof upon the earth? NLT, NIV, do you know the laws of the universe? And can you set up God's dominion upon the earth? There are mysteries in this life. Are we together? By the time someone comes out in the night, and stands on their feet and beats their chest and says your children will not rise, and you don't have any spiritual intelligence, and you say it will not happen, you are joking. Ask Paul and Silas while their prayer started at midnight. They were not jailed at midnight, but they kept quiet. As soon as it was midnight, they said, guys, it's time to pray. We know how to. I want to pray for you. The sun, it says, shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. These are the two lights that regulate every other thing in the night. You will pray and then I'll speak over you. Say, Father. Shout it, say, Father. Every manipulation of the heavenly and planetary bodies to work against me, to work against my life, by the blood of Jesus, let it be nullified now. Open your mouth and pray. Nullified now. Enchantments in partnership with the sun. Enchantments in partnership with the moon. Over your life, your children, your health. Take a minute to pray. Enchantments over your life. Sapra taka paraka paratos kate. Ekra taka tela katos kate banakata. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at me. The psalmist taught us that there are arrows. They don't fly in the night. They fly by. By day, they depend on the sun. They don't fly by day. They fly by night. Look at me. Have you ever wondered why the highest death rates happen in the night? A patient in the hospital who is enduring and pushing, once it is night, the person just gives up. You think it's because it's just night like that? No, sir. Go and ask doctors and nurses. Why do patients die in the night? What is special about the night? Is it that their competence depletes in the night? No, sir. When Jesus was about to die, when he declared that it is finished and gave up the ghost, read your Bible. The sun became covered and everywhere became pitch darkness. Is it in your Bible? Why did everything change? What is the business of the sun and the moon with Jesus' death? That as soon as he said it is finished, search that scripture. The sun everywhere became dark. So anywhere you were around that time, maybe Rome, Jerusalem, you would find out that the sun, the color everywhere just went dark. You would call it eclipse or call it whatever, but it's not without significance. I want to pray for you. There are many of you here who are victims of enchantments, and that these enchantments were done in partnership with the sun and the moon. I told you about a gentleman whose mother cursed him many years ago. I got to hear that story. The mother told him in anger, because he stole from her, that he will only stop stealing the day a rat stops stealing. You know rat that steals? That if rat can stop stealing, then the child will stop. He was in pain. Some of you, because of the way you lived before, you've made people to stand in darkness and stand in the day and to swear a curse on you. And you ignored it in arrogance, saying it will not work. It does not work only if you match the level of light and deliverance. If you are below that frequency, it will work. I want to pray for you. God is going to set people free now. Enchantments of ancestry. They used the sun and spoke to it. They used the moon and spoke to it. They used the stars and spoke to it. They commanded it to fight everyone in that family. That whether you are in Lagos, London, America, but in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. I stretch my hands. Anyone who is a victim of the smiting of the sun and the moon, I declare over you right now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Job chapter 5 and verse 12. Please place your hand on your head. Job 5, 12. The Bible says he disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. There are things their hands have planned that as you are going out after koinonia, you will die. Their hands. That as your children are rising, they become drunkards. He disappointed the devices of the crafty. Place your hand on your head. I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, anyone here who has a curse or a yoke or any enchantment over your head, I want you to bring them out right now, whether it's inside, whether it's outside. I decree and I declare, my God, I'm seeing like fire moving. Anyone under the sound of my voice, just keep your hands on your head. I decree and declare, every hand that touched your head in the spirit, every hand that touched your head in a dream, any hand that has tampered with your glory, bring them out. I decree right now, as I'm praying for you, whether you are aware or not, the hand that has caused you sickness, the hand that has caused you retrogression, in the name of Jesus, be delivered now. 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 Keep your hands on your head. I know why I'm praying for you. Parataka barakata. Ah, sagata barakata. The glory of your destiny hijacked by manipulations in dreams, hijacked by manipulation, that you are born for excellence and greatness, but trapped by demonic activities. I decree right now, let fire come upon your destiny. Fire comes 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 upon your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Please put down your hands. Psalm 7, 15 and 16. Please pay attention, we are praying. Psalm 7, 15 and 16. There's a reason why I ask that you bring them out. I'm going to pray for them. Psalm 7. He made a pit and digged it, and he fell into the ditch which he made. Verse 16. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own head. Hear me. As much as you will not want to admit that men participate in the destruction of others, it is true. Are we together? There are men whose hands have vowed mischief, causing and bringing you pain. I want to pray for you right now, that in the name of Jesus, anyone who has partnered with the realm of the spirit for your tears to continue, anyone who has partnered with the realm of the spirit for that sickness to remain in your body, anyone who anyone who has partnered with the realm of the spirit that your family will never rise, anyone who has partnered with the realm of the spirit that you will be a beggar forever, anyone who has partnered with the realm of the spirit that you will not know joy, like Haman, may they fall into the pit they dug. Like Haman, may they fall into the pit they dug. Like Haman, may they fall into the pit they dug. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at me. Jesus is enjoying his time with 12 disciples, and he tells them the hour has come for him to go and die. Watch this. He's at the Last Supper with the disciples, and somebody sitting close to him, he says, one of you is going to betray me. It's not an idol speaking. Jesus. Is it me, Lord? Is it me, Lord? And he says, the one who dips with me in the soup or the sauce. And Judas had it all and knew he was the one. Yet he dipped. He ate it and was about to leave. And Jesus looked at him and said, Judas, that which you are about to do, do quickly. That kind of word of knowledge, Judas would have come back and said, okay, God, truly, I'm about to sell you for 30 shekels. The guy went truly. That's to tell you how determined people can be. Don't think that they know you are aware that they want to destroy you. It doesn't mean they will stop. He told Judas, Judas, I'm already aware. Do it quickly. And he did it quickly. Any man who will not give you rest in 2025, in the name of Jesus, honestly, if they don't repent, they go down. If they don't repent, they go down. If they don't repent, they go down. The God of peace will compel them to go down. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 7. All of you who are in front here, I stretch my hands. Every legal access Satan has over your life that has tied you down, yokes of darkness, I'm speaking to you under this apostolic fire. I decree and declare, those spirits by the blood of the eternal covenant, they let you go now. They let you go now. They let release your destinies, release your families. In the name of Jesus, the Son sets you free. I declare you are free indeed. In the name of Jesus, we are praying 27, 28, and verse 7, Deuteronomy. They can return to their seats for those who can. I'd like you to read with me, one, two, go. Hallelujah. The Lord is aware you have enemies. He does not hide it from you that the Lord will cause your enemies. 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 I said enemies and I just saw a woman vomiting something. I don't know what it is. This is what I just saw in my vision. Whatever you have eaten, that is of the devil, it will die in your body. I'm saying it again prophetically. Hear me. I'm speaking to someone. You don't even know what you have swallowed. I'm saying it as help that lady as a prophetic word. Whatever you have eaten, carried in your body like a software, is supposed to program cancer, program death in your body. You ate it in a dream. You thought it was just a dream. From that day, your health has gone down. I pray for you right now. Whatever you have taken in your body goes down now. The Lord will cause your enemies to be smitten before your face. It says they will come against you one way, but they will flee seven ways. Shout it after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that every attack over my life, my family, my business, this year, this month, is hereby nullified by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Nullify. Attacks of accident, nullified. Please pray, don't keep quiet. Attacks of plane crash, nullified. Every attack, Saprataka Pareka Parantos Katabada. Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, give us 16 and 17. Jeremiah 30, 16 and 17. Read with me. We're reading the two verses together. Be patient. I'm walking you through a spiritual exercise that at the end of it would have been one of your wisest bargain this year. Read with me. One, two, go. All they that devour thee shall be devoured. All thine adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all they that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Verse 17. For I will restore health. Pay attention. That means what you call sickness. The answer to the ill health is found in verse 16. That what you call cancer, what you call malaria, what you call inexplicable headache is the devourer, the adversary. Are we together now? Those who want to spoil you and prey upon you. You may have a medical expression to it. It was after he dealt with this in verse 16, then verse 17. Now that those spiritual forces have given way, he said, I will restore. So the issue of health for many people is a restoration thing, because there are spirits behind it. I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of thy wounds, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seek after. I want to pray for you now. Lay your hands anywhere you are trusting God for a miracle. Remember, I taught you this. I want to minister the healing power right now. Please believe. If it's your eyes, lay your hands there. Lumps, I've heard testimonies, lump, breast lump, satanic swellings, prostate, whether elementary stages, advanced stages, doesn't matter. Lumbar spondylosis, an autistic child, lay your hands. I want to pray for you now. Outside, all the overflows, following online. Do you believe Jesus heals? Do you know he can heal you now? You got report of high blood pressure. You are a young man. You have no business with high blood pressure. Don't say it's inheritance in the family. Don't justify it. Contend for it that it leaves you now. Inexplicable headache, migraines, irregular cycles, satanic operations, infertility issues of any and all sorts. You get pregnant, the children will not stay. Pain around the hand. Very severe joint pain. You are not SS, but you are having the pain and the symptoms of an SS patient. Hair loss. Mysterious hair loss. You go to bed and wake up with parts of your hair taken, and there is nobody there with you. Peptic ulcer. All kinds of ulcers. Wounds and injuries that will not be healed. Kidney infections. Liver infections. I'm mentioning these things because I want you to connect. Connect by faith. Joint pains. Inexplicable joint pains. You have taken every supplement you can take, it will not go. Pain around your shoulder. Some, it looks like you are having a dental issue. Your teeth. Nasal problems. Breathing problems. Having issues with breathing. I'm mentioning this as the Lord is putting in my heart. Having all kinds of, cavity problems. Odors, your throat. Halanda Sebeleke Paradash. I want to pray for you right now. By the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want us to manage the time. We promise that we're going to do our best to work with time.
but I don't want to keep shelving away an opportunity for God's people to testify. So here's what I'm going to do. Some of you are already touched, those who fell under the anointing. I'm going to pray. I just need a few minutes. I will pray with you and minister the life of God. Remember, I told you, I'm going to instruct you to check yourself. The moment you find out, in fact, if right now as I'm speaking, the power of God has touched you and you know there's a miracle, you feel there's a change, you can even begin to make your way to the front, to my left or the back. Now I understand those in the overflow outside particularly because of the distance. If you find out you are touched, begin to make haste and protocol, please make it easy for them. If they are coming to testify, clear the way for them. Once they are checked with the medical team, then we allow them. Let's take a few testimonies. I know that we're, you know, sometimes because of time, we don't want a situation where we keep downplaying on what Jesus is doing. So I'm going to pray for you right now. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I want you to receive by faith that which was purchased in Calvary is about to be a reality in your life. And as soon as I pray for you, receive by faith and quickly leave your seat. If it's someone you need to help, as I pray for them, you receive by faith, you make your way quickly. Let's take a few testimonies. Those who are connecting across the globe, here's your chance to receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. Now I pray for you. Shout amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the matchless name of Jesus.
Amen.
I rebuke the spirit of infirmity right now.
Amen.
That which was finished in Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost, I decree and I declare right now, let it be established in your body.
Amen.
Eyes be healed now.
Amen.
Yes, open now.
Amen.
Migraine, go now.
Amen.
Every swelling around your body, I speak to that swelling, let it disappear now.
Amen.
My God, I'm sensing such power just flowing from my hands. God is performing miracles. Anyone with any abdominal pain, be healed now. Ulcers, be healed now.
Amen.
You are not able to smell. I decree and declare, let your sense of smell return now.
Amen.
Pile, be healed from it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every bone condition, be healed now.
Amen.
Every bone condition, be healed now.
Amen.
Every dental condition, be healed now.
Amen.
You are blind completely or partially, be healed now.
Amen.
You are deaf completely or partially, be healed now.
Amen.
You came here with signs of stroke. You are not able to lift a part of your body. In the name of Jesus, lift it now.
Amen.
You are unable to swallow. I decree and I declare that you will swallow freely right now.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm praying for you. Heaviness in the body, be healed now.
Amen.
Infertility issues, be healed now.
Amen.
My God, I see so many people being healed in the overflow down and outside. The power of God just working like a drug, working across your body. I decree and declare, be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's someone, maybe, I don't know if it's an epileptic condition, you pass out. Sometimes you just pass out like faint and like that is gone. But the Lord is bringing restoration right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
I receive healing.
Into my body.
Mention the area you are trusting God for healing and receive it now. I receive healing. Go ahead by faith. I receive healing. That injury, healing. Womb, injury, healing. That prostate condition leaves you now. Normalcy restored. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now very quickly, here's what I want you to do for me. We're still praying. You check yourself, aside from the two persons who came carrying the crutch, the gentleman still wants to testify. We can give him room just to come and establish his testimony. But right now, very quickly, I want you to check yourself.
Don't sit back. The power of God has touched you, apostle. I'm checking myself, doing what I could not do. If you could not move, move your body. You need to stand up, maybe from a wheelchair, a crutch. Do that quickly. As soon as you see that there is a miracle, please, you can come to my left. You can come to my right. Let's take a few testimonies. And if you are coming from outside, please make it hasty, very, very quickly. Those online, begin to register. Call and let us know that the power of God has touched you. I see a few miracles here. Are you celebrating miracles already? Let's give Jesus praise. Keep coming. Keep coming. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's have them quickly. Quickly, quickly. Let's save time. We have a few minutes. Let's celebrate what Jesus is doing. Keep clapping. Celebrate the mighty hand of God. For someone, you're a man of God. You came here. This is how you carry the power of God. You will return back and signs and wonders will follow you. In the name of Jesus. Now, whilst you are seated, let me give you an instruction in 1 minute. How many of you are ready with your prayer request? By the way, how many of you believe in prayer over your request? Let me see your hands. Right, so very quickly, if you are yet to table down your request, please do so quickly in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate them as they're coming. Those from across the globe, I know that sometimes we don't give enough time for your testimonies. Please don't be discouraged. Do send them in, whether it's in video format or whatever, if you have your proof before and after. As much as possible, when you are giving a striking testimony, do encourage us by, if you can capture the moments, whether in video, let there be proof as authentic as you can, and you help the faith of those listening to you. If it's a child, let's see the child. If it's healing, let's see the healing, whatever it is, and then it helps us to announce even beyond today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray in the Spirit in 1 minute. We'll take the testimonies now, but 1 minute. Very quickly. I still see people coming. Make your way. Check yourself. You're outside. Move your leg. Check your neck. Open your eyes. See. Ask someone to speak to your ears. If it's a child, if it's someone autistic, check them. Someone using an aid, why don't you check them by faith? Hallelujah. Where's that my gentleman who sings Yoruba praise very well? What's his name? Sing me this song. Olorun toda awo oke dani eni mo fi ope. That song just came to my spirit. Go ahead and okay, listen very carefully. Let's celebrate a few testimonies. Go ahead, sir.
All right, so Apostle, we have a few interesting testimonies here, sir.
Quickly, yes.
Right. Okay, my name is Leo, sir.
Leo.
Yeah, I was the person that was attacked around DOE.
Oh, you were
in October. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
there was a gentleman. Now, many of you may not know the background story. This gentleman was attacked. What month was that?
October.
By
some hoodlums around.
So some hoodlums attacked the, it was a, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So, today when I was coming to church, I was a bit late for our prayer. When I dropped off the vehicle that dropped me at the gate, first I walked very fast. It wasn't normal. And during the praise and worship session, I was able to dance. And now after we just prayed, I jumped. Like I can't.
What was the injury before? When they attacked you, what did they do? Let us know.
Okay, they tore my anterior lateral. That's what I wanted to know.
So they attacked the gentleman and they tore his muscle. They injured him very seriously. It was a terrible thing. It's a miracle now this gentleman standing.
So the image is too graphic, but I have the image here.
Yes, for the sake of children, we will not allow that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and we declare now that this miracle that has happened, you are a living testament. This gentleman would have bled to death. It was an unfortunate scenario. They attacked him, tore him. He was almost dying, you know, and all of that. I think he had to be rushed for a surgery, you know, and to just redeem his life. He was bleeding, almost gone. He's standing right here as a living testament. Hallelujah. Before we celebrate his testimony, whoever will not give you rest this year, I'm saying it to you again. In the name of Jesus, God must clear them out of your way. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Never return to you again. Let's celebrate Jesus. Go ahead.
All right, so Apostle, we have our dear brother.
Okay, the gentleman, please.
Awesome testimony. Praise the Lord. This actually started in October last year. I just woke up from the bed and I was feeling pain. I couldn't walk. I wasn't able to go to work for about 3 months. Even up to now, most times I tend to work remotely. And this evening when I wanted to start coming, I felt the pain again. I just struggled. Like, I need to come here. And on getting there, as I stepped into the compound, I was already feeling like the pains are gone. I just keep walking. And while I was sitting upstairs, before I supposed to came on board, I could feel like I'm feeling better. And I saw like the way I came down, I saw it happen before I actually came down. So when Apostle was saying, you need to have faith, you need to actually, you might have been healed even before you said the word, I actually felt it, I saw it. And when he said, perfection? Yes, he said perfection. And he said he saw the number 17. And that just triggered me that I'm the one God is talking about. And 17, the 17 is significant to me because my birthday is 17, it's 17. In my family, we have a special number. It's either you're 1 or you're 7. But I'm the only one that is 17. So when he said number 17, I just decided to stand up and try. I don't know if I'm going to feel the pain or not.
And right now?
And right now I can
try
walk.
Try one last time.
I can walk.
Let's celebrate Jesus for him. Never return to you again. In Jesus' name. Next person. Okay. Quickly.
So, Apostle, we have Daddy here.
Yes.
Who had some very...
You're welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Before now, I used to have a pain. Used to have pain from here that rolled down to my knee. Down here.
Yes.
So, but when I press myself, I don't feel the pain.
It's gone. There is a Check yourself, sir. Any pain?
After the prayer.
Come on, are you thanking God? Miracle. It never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. One more from you, sir.
Good evening, church. I'm here to testify to the glory of God. I came to church with weakness. As in, my joints, I could not do like this. But I just have to believe God that I'm coming to church today. Today, yesterday, I did not enter public transport. I have to book Uber so that I can actually call. So when Papa was declaring restoration, if you have lost something, you should declare a thing. Last year was a huge loss for me. October 4th, I was giving birth to a baby. Unfortunately, I had a stillbirth. After some weeks, I was diagnosed with uterine prolapse. After some weeks, they gave me a news that my dad passed. I went into depression, anxiety, with heavy heart palpitation. So all this while, I've been battling with all these things. Most times, I can't even eat. I can't even do anything. I can't stay in a day like this
what
without...
What happened now?
Now, I feel straightened. As in, since I came to church, I have been dancing.
Hallelujah.
I have been glorifying the name of the God. I feel peace in me. That's my testimony,
we
sir.
We declare that you receive a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes, go ahead.
Apostle, mommy here had a challenge, like a nerve challenge. So for like 6 months, she said she feels like ants are walking all over her body.
Yes.
Like her legs.
But mommy, what happened to you now?
Yes, sir, I'm healed, totally healed.
Completely.
While the worship song was on,
yes,
I was really healed when the brother raised a particular sound, song.
And it's gone completely.
Gone completely.
Check yourself.
Yes.
Any pain. Look at this. Look at this. As your days are, so shall your strength be. As your children will speak over you. In the name of Jesus Christ. As a mother, you will live long. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's celebrate, Mama. Thank you.
Apostle, yes. This little girl came with a chest pain. This is her mother. So while you were praying and said, put your hand on your chest or yes, where you're having pain, she put her hand and the power of God came over her and now she's healed. She told her mother and then she said she was coming out to testify.
She's healed. I can't see her face. How are you, darling? Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your name?
Benedicta.
Benedicta, you are healed now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It will never return to you again.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, please. Next person, very quickly.
Our brother here has had difficulty at looking like at screen. So even when he came into the service, he was still having that difficulty. But as you were ministering,
yes,
right in overflow,
the one outside.
Okay.
The overflow outside, because the surrounding is dark and then the screen is very bright. Mm. So it got worse in this service. It was like there was something piercing through my eyes.
How long has this been?
It has happened. I traveled in Abuja about 5 days.
Okay.
It has been for 5 days and it has been affecting me. But when you were teaching us about how to receive for what a miracle service is, I told myself that before the message is over, it will be gone. And when you ask us to lay our hands on where we have yes, difficulties in, it was hard laying hands because I couldn't find where I had the difficulty anymore. I laid my hands and I couldn't feel it again.
Completely.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, it never returns to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Yes, please. Next person.
Our mommy here, she's...
Praise the Lord. My name is Esther Sadiq.
You're welcome.
Yes, it's over a year now. I'm feeling headache, very severe. Even as I was coming this evening, I just managed myself coming here. I'm here when the man of God said that we should lay our hand on our heads. I lay my hand on head, and I saw fire. Immediately, the headache gone. The headache, I'm telling you, is very severe. It's over a year now. I cannot get myself.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare you healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Koinonia, are you celebrating miracles? Go ahead. Next person, please. Okay. Yes, sir.
So please come. So, Apostle, she had a severe...
Make sure if you are yet to submit your request, please make that quickly, particularly for those outside, those online. Please send in your request. We'll be praying on them shortly. Yes, sir.
So, sir, she actually came under a strong weight of depression.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, 3 days ago, I don't know what happened. I just found myself depressed. I used to hear the word depression, but I've not experienced it, even when I lost loved ones. But when I came here, I just told God one thing, that the only healing I want here is the word of faith. And as the man of God started speaking, all three I was just blasting in tongues with the utterances that was just coming in.
And what happened now?
Left. I'm okay now, nothing again. I'm just...
Hold on. Let me say a word just connecting to her situation. You know, depression is a product of many things. The moment there is a perception within you that you're not making progress. Are we together? Or sometimes you're just overwhelmed. It's a spiritual condition that has a psychological expression. It's not a psychological condition. It's a spiritual condition. A condition of hopelessness, despair, when you are overwhelmed with situations without any way out. It will often lead to that. There are spirits that are responsible for it. Are we together? It is in the atmosphere of depression you begin to have suicidal thoughts, and then sometimes in anger you will hurt others and then end up hurting yourself. So I'm using her situation to pray over anyone here. If this is Koinonia, we don't take for granted any situation. If it is not of God, it must leave. Therefore, I speak to anyone who is in a situation of hopelessness, despair, suicidal thoughts, depression, I decree and declare right now, be free. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. My dear, God bless you. You'll never be depressed again in Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
So, sir, we have a very interesting testimony here.
Yes, sir.
We just speaks to the fact that distance indeed is not a barrier.
It's not a barrier. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Koinonia. For a very long time now, since my mother gave birth to me, for a very, very long time, she has been complaining that she used to feel that things have been working for her body for a very long time, and I keep releasing my faith, praying for her, doing my best. Sometimes she will feel like part of her body does not even move, does not work anymore. So I've been doing my best, but today, while you are declaring, I just stand on her case, and I fell under anointing. So when I came back to my seat, I just have to call her to ask her, how is she doing? She said that she's just feeling her heart is beating. I said, lay your hand. And while you are declaring, I just put my phone on a loud. Say, may she receive the prophetic word. So she was shouting amen.
Where is she?
She has an acquired room, sir.
Okay.
So I asked her to release her faith. And immediately she told me that she's no longer feeling anything. That she don't feel like something just leave her body totally, instantly.
In the name of Jesus, for you and for her, I declare wholeness for you.
Amen.
You stood in for her. I decree and declare that the grace of God will rest upon you.
Amen.
You'll be 10 times better than you are.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Who's ready? Are you ready? Okay.
She came into the service with pain in her hand that she could not turn her hand. But now as she ministered, the pain disappeared.
Do what you couldn't do, my dear. Any pain. Any pain. Let's celebrate miracles. It leaves you forever. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you.
Also, 5-year pain in the hand healed by the power of God in this service.
Do what you couldn't do. Any pain, completely gone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Koinonia, don't stop clapping. Hallelujah.
She came here with a pain in her chest that she has difficulty in breathing. But while you are ministering, you asked people to touch their body.
Yes.
She touched her body and the power
How
of God came on
How long has it been
her.
For her?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes.
It will never return to you again.
Amen.
We don't spare sicknesses in this place. We don't spare diseases. If it is not of God, from the littlest to the biggest, it must leave. We declare you whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Next person.
Our sister here had an attack in the night. She heard something in the dream. And then she woke up. She started having pain in her stomach. But as you were ministering, the power of God came upon her and the pain has disappeared.
In the name of Jesus, place your hand on your chest. I decree and declare you are made whole now and forever.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We ready?
Yes, sir.
We'll take 2 or 3 and then...
I was feeling a migraine since on Friday.
Yes.
And it was affecting my reading because I was preparing for exams.
Mm.
And I carried it to this place. It was pounding. I woke up from sleep on Friday. It was really pounding. I couldn't read on Saturday.
And now?
And now I came to church. When you declared we should lay our hands on our head, I feel no pain at all, no migraine pain.
In the name of Jesus, you go and study and the Lord increase you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Can we take let's see if we can take 1 or 2, then we'll attend to a few online so that our global family can feel connected.
So
also. Yes, sir.
Very similar cases.
Okay. For 2 weeks now, I've been having pains on my throat.
Pain around your throat. And now?
But now I'm free.
Gone forever. In the name of Jesus, you are free. Return with your testimony.
Amen.
Yes, my dear, the lady?
Okay, for 1 month now, I've been treating malaria and I have this neck pain and headache. But right now, I can move my neck and no headache. I can even shout.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare you healed, perfected, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any online testimonies?
Yes, sir.
Okay, please, let's take a few. How many of you are giving Jesus thanks for what is happening? We are a grateful family, and anything man cannot do for himself, when God does it, we acknowledge it. Yes, please, go ahead.
That is testimony are from those online.
Yes.
Chelsea says, I have
please listen, we're now listening to those who have received online. Yes.
I have come to thank God. I was connected to Koinonia this evening, barely able to stand. 2 days ago, I woke up so weak, I could hardly understand what was happening. I was coughing non-stop. I had fever and so on. As I was listening to the ministration this evening, Apostle said he sees a woman throwing up. You ate something in the dream, and unconsciously, I started vomiting. I didn't know what was going on, and a little after, it just kept coming out. The strength I'm feeling right now, I can't explain. My cough is no longer severe. Headache has calmed down.
Hallelujah.
And my God, the fever is broken. and I just really want to thank God.
Amen. Give Jesus praise. Yes.
This testimony is from Hephzibah in Winnipeg, Manitoba. That's in Canada. My daughter, who had been experiencing pain in her tooth for a long time, suddenly felt relief during the prayer session. Additionally, my youngest daughter had been suffering from a heartache for the past 2 weeks and was even prescribed an inhaler. However, when the apostle prayed and she placed her hand on her chest, she turned to me afterward and joyfully said, "Mommy, I can't feel the pain in my heart anymore."
And it's gone. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, for sake of time, all of the other people, the testimonies, my apologies, I'm not sure we'll be able to
We need to take this, sir.
What, why?
You gave a word of knowledge of somebody which is swollen in an armpit. The doctor
True.
Yes.
The person is there.
Yes.
Who is that? Okay, go ahead. Tell us 1 minute quickly her testimony.
Okay, so she came over and she complained that she had had that earlier. And then when you spoke, sir, you gave that word of knowledge, she rose up her hand and for the first time, she dropped it without feeling that pain because she could not even wait for her birth year and everything.
How long has that been?
For like 5 days.
Like 5 years?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, 5 days.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your healing is perfected. For all who are out here, apologies for those who are not able to come. We just wanted to give witness to the word. We pray that God will bless you. As always, you have our media and PR desks open for you so you can register your testimonies in the name of Jesus. I'm curious about that little girl's testimony.
Yes, she's healed of hepatitis. 2 months ago, she was tested positive. But as you were praying and ministering, she quickly went to the medical stand and she has been tested negative.
Negative for hepatitis. Amazing. That's a real miracle. May the Lord bless you, perfect you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I still have 2 more prayers for you. Genesis 21. Please stand up, everybody. Genesis 21. Please give us from verse 14. There's something I want you to see. Genesis 21 from verse 14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar. He put it on her shoulder and the child and sent her away. She departed and wandered in the wilderness quickly. Next verse. And the water was spent. Listen, what I'm about to pray for you for is related to the economic situation right now. And she was given water. It's only that it was not enough. And the Bible says as she sojourned, the water was spent in the bottle. And she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down over against him a good way off. And it was a bow shot, for she said, "Let me not see the death of the child, Ishmael now." And she sat over against him and lifted her voice and wept. 17. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God had heard the voice of the lad where he is." The boy was crying too. He says, "Arise." I like this. "Lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation." 19. It says, "And God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water." You are going to pray this prayer. The well was there, but she could not see it until God opened her eyes. The bread you have been given and the water you have been given, call it your salary, call it returns from business, it is clearly being spent now in light of economic realities. And some of you have left your vision to die. Your vision, you know, Hagar can stand for, Ishmael can stand for your vision. You've left everything to die because you thought there's no way out. The Bible says, verse 20, media, give it to us again. The Bible says, God opened her eyes. 19, I beg your pardon. God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water and she went and filled the bottle with the water and gave the lad drink. Can you pray that prayer? Say, "Father, open my eyes to see opportunities. Open my eyes to see opportunities for my prosperity, for my increase. By these opportunities, I declare that I will not lack." Open your mouth and pray. "Open my eyes like you did Hagar. Let me see opportunities. Open my eyes. Let me see opportunities. Open my eyes. Shabareke parataka savrantaka barantaska legeberetos. Open my eyes. Let me see opportunities.
Hagar had her eyes open and she saw a well, an oasis in the wilderness. In Nigeria, there are opportunities. In Abuja, there are opportunities. Your child should not die. Your vision should not die. Your business should not die. Your ministry should not die. There is a fountain for endless supplies, but God must open your eyes. Pray that your eyes be open. In Jesus' name I pray. Genesis 39. Please give us from verse 2. Pay attention to this one. Please. Please pay attention. Joseph is in Potiphar's house, and the Bible describes something I want to speak into your life. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptians 3. And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. 4. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put in his hands. Verse 5. It says, and it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Verse 6. It says, and he left all that he had, Potiphar now, he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not what he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. He was in a prison, an unfavorable situation. And the Bible says the Lord was with him. The Lord gave him favor. He was a prosperous man. Say, Father, in Nigeria, or mention whatever nation or whatever state. Say, Father, in Nigeria, in Abuja, I decree and declare the seal of exemption that I will prosper. Open your mouth and pray. I will prosper. When men say there is a casting down, I declare that I will prosper. Someone pray. Don't take lightly the prayer you are praying. I will prosper. I will prosper. Someone pray. I will prosper. I decree and declare. I will prosper. Are you declaring by faith? I will prosper in the name of Jesus. I will prosper. I will prosper in the land of the living. I will prosper by the power of the Holy Ghost. I will prosper, declared by the Spirit. Joseph prospered in the house of Potiphar. I declare that I prosper. I declare that I prosper. You are prophesying in business, I prosper. In ministry, I prosper. In my life, I prosper. I prosper by the power of the Holy Spirit. I prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you with confidence that many of the requests that are written here are related to finances. Do you agree with me?
Yes, sir.
Money does not do everything, but money can do many things. Over 80%, money solves money problems. There are problems that are not money problems, but money will solve money problems. Many of us right now, the dilemma, we have been left in limbo in life, unable to move forward, unable to go left or right, simply because of this cancer of financial insufficiency. Are we together now? The truth of the matter is that when God shows you mercy and there's supply, with the sense of vision you have now, you know what to do with it. Are we together now? I'm looking here, even by the privilege of kneeling here and watching, I can already see a number of requests, and most of the things that are written here are related to rent, financially, you know, people are writing all kinds of things. So I'm going to pray. And I will speak over your life. I want you to prosper. Don't believe the narrative that you should not prosper. It's a very subtle but destructive teaching.
Whoever lives in poverty and penury and want and begging will hardly be a person of integrity. I'm not saying you cannot be the person of integrity, but your chances are very slim, because the factors that make for integrity is an equation. Something plus something plus something plus something equals integrity. The chiefest factor there is godliness, but it's not the only factor. Are we together now? Having the blessing of the Lord walk in your life can immune you from even going near the corridors of compromise. By the time they're about to throw your clothes out and throw your rent, because of rent issue, you most likely can return back to that wrong relationship. Not because you are not aware that it is bad, but that is the only person paying your rent. And he will not pay your rent for nothing. Are we together now? Yeah. So it's not enough to challenge people to walk in holiness and righteousness. You must speak into their life the conditions that are enhancers to such quality of life. I pray for you. I feel stirred in my heart. I'm not going to do a lot of prayers on this. But honestly, let the grace for financial prosperity, let it rest upon you. 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 I pray over this request, particularly those who need resources for their answers. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for you. Before this month is ended, may resources come. By wisdom, may resources come. By selling value, may resources come. By strategic relationships, may resources come. By the ministry of helpers, may resources come. By divine inspiration, in the name of Jesus, I declare over every request here written, you didn't waste your time scrabbling the things that you desire, whether money related issues, health related issues, law related issues, are we together, court cases, all kinds of things, building projects, businesses, ideas, spiritual growth issues, issues of attack and oppression. I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that these Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus, the Almighty God, may you not see them again. May you not see them again. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you will not see them again. Every pressure that has come upon your life on account of these requests or these issues here, we present them before the Lord and we declare peace. Over your mind, peace. Over your house, peace. Over your business, peace. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to receive the balance of the prophetic word. Go forward. Go forward. Koinonia, go forward. In January, I prophesy to you, go forward. You won't go backward, go forward. In the name of Jesus. The Lord who remembered Mordecai in Esther chapter 6, may he remember you. Your enemies will be the one to plot your rising. In the name of Jesus. Like Haman, they will prepare the chariots that you will ride upon. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare wisdom upon you. According to James 1:5, let there be wisdom. Supernatural wisdom. Extraordinary wisdom. In the name of Jesus. I pray over these hands that are lifted. Nothing dies in these hands. Nothing dies in these hands. Nothing dies in these hands. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, enjoy health. Enjoy longevity. I say it again, enjoy health. Enjoy longevity. This ministry has never known a better yesterday. You will never know a better yesterday. From glory to glory, upward and forward, making strategic progress per day, per week, per month, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, let the grace for honor rest on you. People will perceive you correctly. They will reward you accordingly. They will perceive you correctly. They will reward you accordingly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise.
In Jesus' name. Two important announcements. Please lend me your attention and then we'll do the altar call. We're almost done. Okay, be seated for a moment. Be seated. Just be patient for a moment. Let me begin to announce some of our programs very quickly. I want to announce, we're glad to officially announce the release of the admission list for our School of Ministry for UK, the Koinonia School of Ministry. Next month, we're there for a one-week program before we return back media. If you're ready with the bills, let me have it. Else, no problem. Let me just make the announcement. So please, for our family in UK and all who applied, do check the links, the sites that was given. Make sure that you find out the details will be given to you on everything to do, how to proceed from this point to be communicated. On the 17th down to 20th, that will be Thursday, the School of Ministry will be running. And then on Friday, we'll be having the workers retreat for Koinonia UK. So please, all workers UK, make sure you take note. You're already informed, but just for you to plan. And not Sound of Revival. Sound of Revival is coming. We'll announce that as a separate time. I think they put it together. Maybe we'll take time to announce it in more detail next week. But I want you to be ready for the School of Ministry. So all who may, perhaps you've not checked your emails and all of that, please make sure you take advantage of this by this announcement. Check your emails. You'll be directed on what to do next. It starts on the 17th in the morning. 17th is not evening. Get all the details so that by 17th, you're already there. We're in London. The venue will be communicated to you. We're not communicating it openly because we don't want people who are not invited. Is the School of Ministry is not an open conference, please. It is for those who have been admitted. It's a school. We have about 1,700 students now. And so they are the only ones who are going to be having the 4-day, 7 sessions exclusive time with, and then all the workers together will do Friday morning and evening, and then we are back to the country. Praise the Lord. For Canada and US, I'll take the time to announce yours next week, and then of course hopefully we'll announce for Sound of Revival too, in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Apostle, my name, I'm not sure that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm not sure that if I die today, I will be with Jesus. I'm not sure that my life has been okay. I know that I'm not saved. I know that I'm not born again. I need to make Jesus Lord of my life. I came to church, and while I watched the workers, the praise sessions, the miracles, the teachings, the Holy Ghost began to prick my heart like he did Paul. And he's telling me right now to make it right with Jesus. If you belong to that category, I want to give you an opportunity. Don't start the year without Jesus. It's a risk. Jesus is all the way profitable. He profits you in this life and then secures for you an eternal destiny by placing your faith in his name. I want to give somebody an opportunity who has never truly made a commitment to Jesus. Or you are rededicating your life, whether in this auditorium, the overflows, outside, following online. I'm going to count 1 to 5. Please, with your bags, your Bibles, everything you came to church with in your hands, make your way to the front. God bless you. I see them coming. I'll count 1 to 5. Don't watch others come when the Holy Spirit is telling you to join them. Join them. God bless you. 2. Koinonia, keep clapping. Let's encourage them as they come. By the 5th count, please, you should be here if you are in and you are in front. I'm sure that the Holy Ghost has convicted you enough. There's no point cajoling. This is a matter that concerns your eternal destiny. 3. Keep clapping. This is our seed to encourage them. 4. God bless you. I see you. The Lord sees you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Five. Come, join them. May God bless you, my sister. May God bless you, my brother. In case you are still coming, please come. Apostle, I think I'm saved. I'm not sure. Can I come to receive that assurance? Absolutely. Leave your seat and join them. You can have the assurance of salvation once and for all. You can know you are a child of God by the confidence of Scripture that is beyond feelings, by the weakness of the spirit that is beyond feelings. The Bible says, as many who will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. For someone who is watching online, make sure you don't shut down yet if you've not made Jesus Lord of your life. As I lead these are precious people in this prayer, please make sure you join them. Distance is no barrier. If God could touch you by the word, indeed, Jesus can become Lord of your life regardless the distance. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for making this decision. Lift your right hand high above your head. Say this after me loud and clear. Say, Lord Jesus. Again, say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I love you with all my heart. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. I declare that you are my Lord, my Savior, and my King. The power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I'm a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for my dear brothers and sisters, those who are on site and the many online who are making this decision, and those who will be making it by listening to the rebroadcast. In the name of Jesus, by the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven, and I call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. The grace to live the victorious Christian life I impart upon you, and I decree and declare that from today you go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Please look to my right. There's a gentleman representing the counselors. They are waving the placard. Please do follow them. They will have a word with you very quickly, and then you are back to your seat. God bless you. Those who are online, let us know that you made this decision, and a few officials will be reaching you online just to strengthen your faith and to guide you on the next steps to take. Have you been blessed tonight? Please rise up on your feet. Again, let me encourage you, as always, we are on a massive soul winning and in-gathering campaign. Remember, we have obtained grace from God as a global family, and particularly those of us who are on site here, that every week we are trusting God to be an active part of winning souls and then bringing them to the fold. So soul winning and in-gathering, where in the days of his power, the Bible says the people shall be willing. Make sure you do not waste your week. Invest it in bringing someone to know Jesus and then invite them to church. Next week we begin a series of teachings that will strengthen us and prepare us to receive and experience the power of God maximally. May the Lord bless you. The Lord increase you in Jesus' name. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and see you next week.